Well, hello there, and welcome to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. And Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and welcome to a very special edition celebrating Resurrection Sunday on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him, it was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it could never be the same. Then suddenly, the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. That's Jesus in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
How wide is your love that you would stretch your arms and go around the world? And why for me would a Savior's cry be heard? I don't know why you went where I was meant to go. I don't know why you love me so. Those were my nails, was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. And after you counted the cost, you took my shame, my blame on my cross. How deep is your grace that you could see my need and choose to take my place? And then for me, these words I'd hear you say, Father, no.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." From Matthew chapter 28, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus breathed his last? Could it be that his father had forsaken him, turned his back on his son, despising our sin? Oh, hell sing to whisper, just forget it, he's dead. When the father looked down to his son and said, from heaven, the stone was rolled away. And as dead men, the guards, they all stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might. Suddenly a melody filled the air, riding of wind, it was everywhere.
The words of creation had been longing to hear.
A sweet sound of victory, so loud and clear. Arise, my love. Arise.
Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 to 53. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Walking on the road to Jerusalem, the time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me down the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. And they said, "Daddy, Daddy, well, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand." And so I told them of Moses, Father Abraham. And I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. And we must be sure this little lamb doesn't run away." And I told of Moses and Father Abraham. And I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb." When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshippers there, no joyful worship song. And I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard a crowd cry out, "Let's crucify him." Get away, forced to play in this drama, a part I did not want to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? And why were we standing right here? For soon they would pass by. I looked and I said, "Even now they come." The first one cried for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, and he was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, "There's Jesus." And I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns on his brow, running down the cross, falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled, and I watched him when he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Till a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, "Yo! Carry his cross!" At first, I tried to resist him, but his hand reached for his sword. to the cross from the Lord. I put it on my shoulder. We started down the street, and the blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha, and they drove nails deep in his feet and hands. And on the cross I heard him pray, Father, forgive them. Never have I seen such love in any other eye. Into thy hands I commit my spirit, he prayed. And then he died. I stood for what seemed like years, lost all sense of time. Then I felt these little hands holding on to mine. My children stood there weeping, and I heard the oldest say, Father, please forgive us. The lamb ran away.
Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. From 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Wishing you a wonderful Easter. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers. There were only a few, but I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. First light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment.
Bishop, and my name is Jesus on this very special edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and thank you so much for letting me be part of your Easter celebration, part of Resurrection Sunday, celebrating the death, burial, and hallelujah, resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. My name is Joey Kroll. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, and from my family to yours, have a wonderful and blessed Easter.